Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Daily Tech Headlines producer Rich Raffolino, and this is DTNS Photography News Monthly for April 2022, a roundup of the biggest headlines in photography news you might have missed. This month, we'd like to share the story of Letizia Battaglia, the Italian photographer who took on the Sicilian Mafia during the height of their power in the 1970s and 80s. She used photography to condemn the horrors of Mafia activity, sharing the stories of the victims and confronting the Mafia directly, even at the cost of being literally spat on by its members. She's quoted saying, "I photographed to condemn, but with the camera in my hand, I was able to express myself too. I felt powerful and free." As she refined her art and the Mafia lost power, she began to focus on subjects that demonstrated love, sweetness, and tenderness. Letizia Battaglia passed away this month at the age of 87. Now, for the news. The Konflikt AF-45 is a 4x5 large format camera with autofocus created by photographer Alexei Koski. The camera utilizes a laser-based focusing system and was inspired by Alexei's love of classic press photos. It's designed to work with Graphmatic-type multi-sheet holders and can expose up to 10 sheets in quick succession. The digital-analog hybrid camera can use interchangeable lenses as well, but it's still in the prototype phase. Pixar, known for its popular smartphone app, worked with Google to incorporate Google Drive into the app and now has a web-based photo editor directly integrated with Google Drive. Being able to use the editor through Google Drive has enabled many new features, including background removal, filters, and text overlays with pictures you've already got stored there. While the free version has many features, the full suite is available through a monthly subscription for less than $5 a month. Instagram head Adam Mosseri announced the platform will make several changes, including tweaking the algorithm to value original content more. While he admits there is no way of knowing what is and isn't original work, content aggregators and AI flagged reposts should be far less prominent in user feeds. This is part of an overall rejiggering of Instagram that saw the recent reintroduction of the chronological feed. Omnar Lenses announced a partnership with Skylani Optomechanics to offer a lens conversion service, offering to convert any lens from 8mm to 52.4mm to an M-mount bayonet with full rangefinder coupling that's used usually on Leica cameras. Omnar previously offered batch conversion of single lens type, converting, for example, a Canon 26mm f6 to M-mount. You'll really have to love your lens to get it converted, though. Pricing starts at £1,249. A team at University of California, Irvine, led by Andrew Brown, used a camera capable of capturing both visible and infrared light to take 140 images, then trained a neural network to identify correlations between the two spectrums. This allowed them to use AI to colorize infrared pictures, including those taken in total darkness. While they stated the technology would likely not be usable without the specific training for use on general scenes, we can always hope for a new breakthrough. Lexar announced new CF Express cards in both Type A and B. The Diamond CF Express Type B cards offer read speeds up to 1900 megabytes per second and write speeds up to 1700 megabytes per second, with minimum read and write speeds of 400 megabytes per second, also known as VPG 400. The Gold CF Express Type A cards offer read-write speeds of 900 and 700 megabytes per second, respectively, and also offer VPG 400 performance minimums. Pricing has not been announced, and the card should be available in the second quarter of 2022. Nightcore announced the UFZ100 batteries for Sony A1, A7, and A9 cameras. Offering similar milliamp hour ratings, watt hours, and voltage as Sony's OEM batteries, the key feature is an integrated USB-C port that allows them to be charged from empty to full in just 4 hours. a multicolor LED changes color to indicate charge level. Pricing and availability are coming soon. Ciru expanded their cinema lens lineup with the Jupiter series of 24, 35, 50, and 28-85mm full-frame cine lenses. They utilize 11 blades and have maximum apertures ranging from T2 to T3.2 and minimum apertures of T22. All of the primes are also macro lenses, and all four are available in PL and EF mounts, with adapters coming for allowing mounting to Sony E and Canon RF mounts. The primes will retail for $799, and the 28-85mm zoom will come in at $2,899, though prices will be slightly lower for backers of the Indiegogo campaign that goes live on May 9th. For the tinkerers out there, ArduCam, a company specializing in open-source hardware and software for Arduino and Raspberry Pi devices, is now selling a 64-megapixel autofocus camera for the Raspberry Pi platform. The 23mm focal length equivalent cameras have an f1.8 aperture and are capable of recording 1080p video at 30 frames per second. The cameras are fully capable when paired with the Pi 4 and 4B computers, while older 2, 3, 0W, and 02W devices are limited to 16 megapixels. They're available now for $60 each, or you could go with a 4-pack with an included quad connector for $299. Nikon released the 2.0 firmware update for its flagship Z9 cameras this month, bringing 8K 60 frame per second raw video recording, autofocus, and electronic viewfinder enhancements, as well as photo pre-capture. The update also includes Nikon's new NRAW recording format that's supposed to be comparable to ProRes RAW HQ quality, while only roughly half the file size. Several other features were included, such as wide autofocus zones, user-defined zones, and 120 frame per second EVF refresh rate, although enabling that last one will significantly impact battery life. Vision Research, the company that specializes in extremely high FPS cameras, has started to reach out to the greater consumer market by announcing the budget-friendly Phantom VO610. Capable of recording 720p footage at 7,420 frames per second, the Phantom VO610 records in 12-bit color at an ISO of up to 25,000. It can be configured with up to 72 gigabytes of onboard RAM, which it can fill in as little as 7 seconds. And while the company claims it will be budget-friendly, they haven't released pricing or availability yet. Moment announced the Mobile Filmmaker Cage, a precision-machined aluminum cage that secures to iPhones using a MagSafe mount. The cage surrounds the edge of the phone to allow holding it without the user risking touching the screen unintentionally, and has several standard 1/4-inch and 3/8-inch mounting points for microphones, lights, and other attachments from brands like SmallRig. The low-profile cage uses a magnet the company claims is 30% stronger than typical MagSafe connectors. It's available directly now from Moment for $99. The global supply chain problems aren't just impacting high-tech sectors. Last month, Fujifilm warned that increasing costs of production could cause prices for film to hike as much as 60%. New estimates from the company now estimate that wholesale prices for Fujifilm film will increase at a much lower, although still unwelcome, 25%, while other products like photo paper increasing around 10%. Consumer prices may increase by that amount or higher, but that's highly dependent on supply lag and consumer demand in your area. Speaking of supply issue constraints, Street Candy Film, a company founded with the mission of increasing the availability of photographic film while minimizing the ecological impact of the industry, has closed its doors, citing increased costs from film suppliers. The company made news in 2020 for being the first to offer 35mm film in recycled cardboard canisters, usually those were plastic. Founder Vincent Muschietti shared a post on Instagram saying, "As much as I hate to write these words, I don't see myself selling film for 15 euros a roll." We close the news similar to how we started it. Engineer Yuta Aikya has designed and built an analog cinema camera using mostly 3D printed parts. The camera uses an Arduino mini computer and a synchronized film gear and shutter to expose 35mm photography film at up to 18 frames per second. A half mirror mechanism allows the user to track the subject through a viewfinder, and exposure is controlled by selecting higher ISO film for darker scenes. A link to his page featuring this and other projects he's working on will be in the show notes. You should check it out. That's all the big photography news you may have missed this month. This episode was written by technical producer Anthony Lemos, and we'll be back next month for another roundup. You can send us your favorite stories and headlines to feedback@dailytechnewsshow.com. And keep up to date on everything DTNS on Instagram under the handle @DTNSPix. Thanks for listening, and remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.